This ends up being okay. All
Cool.
right. And you didn't okay, let's not worry about time just yet. Okay, so
Okay.
check this out. Let's see. Now remember, we're doing a comparison and contrast. Now you didn't use it. Now, obviously, I was talking about fixed mindset versus growth mindset, older versus younger.
Right.
Now, I did see something in regards to on the other hand here. And so I feel like, okay, let's see exactly what you had written in this paragraph right here. So, first of all, traveling at a young age is better because older people do not have the same energy as young people. Okay, so basically your paragraph is going to have to be about energy. See,
Okay.
whatever you say in your thesis right there, it's going to be, that's what it's going to have to be about. Okay, so
Yes.
you said some of the reasons for this is because young people have more energy to go out and visit places, and young people can also learn about different cultures with an open mind and no stereotypes. Fucking brilliant ideas. Now, I just don't know that. Now, the reason you said, oh, well, I'm not exactly sure because, the ideas. Well, you're talking about energy. Holy shit, Ruben. I don't know what to say about energy. I mean, I know a couple of things about energy. I know a lot of people who have a lot of weak ass energy. I know you in America, boy, they got some weak ass energy out there. Like, you'd be like, hey, how you doing today? I'm okay. How you
No,
doing?
they
I'm
always
like,
say
get the
like,
fuck
oh,
out of
not
here.
can't complain. I hate when they say that. Oh, can't complain. I'm like, oh, you're good. Come on.
So then you're gonna have to compare and contrast old people energy versus that young energy. But at the same
Right.
time, young people got some garbage ass energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what your paragraph's gonna have to be about. Do you believe that that's probably the main reason why it was very difficult for you to
Yeah.
write everything out? I think that's the main culprit right there. So let's see. Old people do not go out for long walks and they may miss great places to visit because they are too tired.
You see, it's not like very, I don't know.
It doesn't pop, right? We're
Right.
talking about old people walking. So you
I
went
know,
from
that's what.
energy to talking about old people walking.
Yeah. I
The
know, that's
idea
why
is
that's
basic. That's all I'm saying, Ruben. The
too
idea is a
basic.
little bit basic. That's all.
Too basic, I would say, yeah.
Because it's a little bit basic, that's why you're like, okay, well, old people walk about 1 meter, young people walk 2 meters. I'm like, oh
Right,
wow,
right, right.
we're talking about walking. You see what I
Yeah.
mean? So, anyways, I'm just giving you an idea of what it looks like from my perspective. For example, a 65-year-old,
A
what we're gonna
year,
do here, we're gonna have to hyphenate it. I know it's a little bit, 65-year-old person would
okay.
probably not. That is the word order.
Oh, okay, we're probably not. Okay.
Okay. Would probably not. Okay. Not probably. Well, I'm sorry. Not would probably. Would probably not. Not
Yeah.
would probably. Yeah. You get it. You get it. Okay.
Okay, I
Choose
got
a
it.
long itinerary with different places to visit and then go to a party and enjoy the rest of the night. On the other hand, young people can go and discover many places and enjoy more with more energy and go out for a drink after the itinerary is done. Okay.
I know it's too basic, I know, but may I know if like the how do
The
you say like
structure is great. The
the
structure is
structure,
great. That
like
I
I
love
start
it.
with
I
the
love it.
thesis.
To
Okay.
hell with the idea, if we look at your structure is great. At least you're not saying some people believe this, other people believe this. I believe this. Now, as long as you're not saying that, I'm happy. Your structure
Right.
is totally different. How do you feel about your new structure,
So
Ruben?
that's really good. That's what I'm telling you. I think they're better, of course, a lot better than my before essays,
Yep.
but still my ideas are too basic. Hopefully I can get a topic that I feel very confident talking to.
But at
But
the same time, the second idea is pretty good. I mean, the second
a little
paragraph, you
better.
talked about
Yeah.
prejudices and stuff like that.
That's why I said your points of view that you gave me, they helped. I try not to use them because I know my main problem is finding ideas. So I'm just like, let's try to find out an idea. But
Right. Okay.
yeah.
That's even okay. Well, let's look here. Secondly, old people tend to have a fixed mindset that makes them not only hard to adapt, that makes it not only hard to adapt to foreign
Foreign.
cultures, but also they might end up judging and creating false stereotypes. Okay, for example. Now, you implemented a sentence right here that says old people may experience culture shock and not be able to accept it. This might be a generational issue. I feel like that's a sentence that we could get rid of. Doesn't really matter because you stated a really good thesis and a supporting detail already. So just follow it up with an example. Try not to add additional sentences between your thesis and support. Make sure it goes straight into the example. That talks about might end up judging and creating false stereotypes.
Okay,
make it easier.
Okay.
Okay, for example, it is difficult for an adult to go to the red light.
I didn't know any other example.
We talking hookers now. Ruben, what are we talking about up in here, man? We're talking hookers now. Can you imagine?
I don't know. The thing is, like, this is the thing. I'm watching Ted Lasso TV show, and they went to Amsterdam. So I'm like, okay, let's talk about this then, you know?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, listen, if you were to just give an example.
That's because of Ted Lasso, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, but... Oh, my God. Old people have a tendency of complaining.
Yeah.
And so, for example, if an older gentleman from, let's say, a country like Thailand, and this is kind of a true story, and he comes at an age of north of 50, if he travels to the likes of, let's say, a country in southern Africa, such as Zimbabwe or South Africa, he is not going to be able to adapt. And he won't be as open-minded because he already has a preconceived notion of what the people are.
Right. Yes.
See what I mean? Does that make sense? Now, it's funny because I was actually speaking about my wife's boss. He's like the CFO of one of the airlines. I can't say it. But he's like a CFO. And the thing is she always tells me, she's like, he always tries to, it could be a perfect man. And the next thing you know, he ends up saying, oh, but his pito is small. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? So he always tries to find the little faults and the little things.
I call them
the manut ba and the manut lung out here in Thailand. The grumpy old bitches or the grumpy old men bitches, whatever you want to call them, the putos, the putas, I don't give a fuck. But anytime you see them, they got that bitch face, that low energy,
yeah.
I'm judging the fuck out of you, ooh, black man, ooh, sweating, ooh. Well, you know what I'm saying? They're very less to adapt. However, when you're young, you're diving into it. Backpackers, I went to Sudat Thani. This is where a lot of backpackers come through. And it felt so fucking good, Ruben. Seeing all these people from European countries, I'm just guessing where they are because I'm listening to the accents, them saying Sawadee Kap and adapting, saying Sawadee Kap, hello. Jesus, they're not like, hello, yes, I'm flying to Expeditions, can you help me? No. Lessen your English and make it easy for the other people.
Yeah. That's called
adaptation. So I'm talking about from my experience. And listen, Ruben, where did you study again?
Belgium.
Don't talk about them hookers. I'm kidding. No. Talk about your experience in Belgium because I know that there are probably British. Okay. I'm not going to say British because obviously Welsh and the Scots fall under that.
Yeah.
But English, they have a very poor adaptation. Old people, man, you should see the way these old teachers out here bitch and complain about every single goddamn thing that people do. My goodness. Yeah. You just gotta let things be. Stop trying to control everything. That's what I'm doing. I'm literally implementing everything that has happened in my life into this. That's what I want you to do.
I don't know why my mind.
Your mind talking about hookers. No, I'm kidding. No, your mind. I don't know. So what, Ruben, we got to figure out. Shit, given the fact that we got, 2 weeks? Okay.
Because I was watching Ted Lasso, you know?
Let's check out your idea. Let's see. It is difficult for an adult to go to the red light district in Amsterdam and see prostitutes without prejudices and feeling ashamed of them. Meanwhile, young people may enjoy
and adapt.
How did you enjoy? Enjoy what, Ruben?
Watching, you know. Seeing.
Okay. All we have to do, let's implement something. Oh, well, that's a really good idea if you actually think about it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, young people, see, all you have to do is switch it up. Meanwhile, young people may express empathy or curiosity instead of judging. You see what I mean? It's just all about rewording it just slightly. You know what I mean? And I totally understand. Like, that is a brilliant idea if you actually think about it.
But if I
know you've seen old couples walk across. And remember, I don't think I told you, but I was at a Shorebird Bar. It was a bar out there in Honolulu, Hawaii. And it was about 11 years ago. And I was wearing my shirt that I just bought from at Tokyo Airport. And it's crazy because, you know, the guy that was sitting next to me, him and his wife were there. And he just asked me a question. He's like, oh, I see that you're wearing a Tokyo shirt. I was like, yeah, I just traveled through there. And the look of disgust on his wife's face. I'm like, bitch, do you not know Tokyo's in Japan? One of the better countries, top 10 easily in the world, in top five in terms of top two in terms of safety. Okay. Top three, top one in terms of, you know, environmentally friendly. You know what I mean? Like, you're giving me a dirty look. That's what I'm talking about in terms of old people. And I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm saying that their perception of reality is fucked. That's all I'm saying. That's so by those experiences, and I know, Ruben, you've been through there, and I know you were in Belgium, and someone's like, oh, you're from, they associate you with things that they've learned. When you're from Colombia, they say Pablo Escobar. When you're from Venezuela, they say, when you're from America, they my students in the South would always say smoke weed every day. And I'm like, I didn't weed before, but thank you very much. You know what I mean? And so it's just whatever. Anyway, so I'm just giving you ideas, man. That's all I'm but good.
I'm very happy because I know the structure is getting better. Which was a big problem that I had because I didn't know how was it. But I have to come out with better ideas.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, I don't remember, but the ideas I came up with on my first exam, the ideas were pretty good,
right?
But the structure was horrible. So I think like if I come up with good ideas, I think I can do good.
Exactly. I think you got it. Listen, let's first and foremost, let's bravo to the new structure.
Yeah.
Let's bravo to the new structure. Let's bravo to not having that many grammatical errors anymore.
Yeah.
Let's bravo to not repeating the same thing over and over in terms of ideas.
Yeah.
Let's bravo to a very fucking, you know what I'm
saying? I used to do that. I used to repeat all over again. You know, like.
Right. Let's put some of that good energy on what we've
accomplished. Right.
The thing is, it's all based on, and the problem is TOEFL, you've already heard me say this before, is trash. And TOEFL is trash simply because the Indians create questions such as, what value would you teach an alien? And I'm like, bro, I'm teaching values to AI. I've heard some of the dumbest motherfucking essay questions in the world. Yeah. So, like I said, it's... just two ideas, follow that process. It's going to be hard. There's going to be some dumbass questions out there. Okay.
I want to come up with good ideas. I think I will.
You're going to be all right. When you're actually put to the test, just literally coach yourself through that process and say, okay, I'm going to go from here to there and just keep it going. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. In conclusion, traveling while young can be more fun and enjoyable than traveling at an old age because young people have more energy. Moreover, young people are easily to adapt to new cultures and experiences, breaking the false stereotypes that people tend to create. Fucking beautiful. Wonderful motherfucking cook.
And then I use if, Ruben. And then I use if, like the result, like what happened if young people travels.
Exactly. If young people have the chance to travel abroad, open their minds, the world would be so much better. You're absolutely. And so you're given a future prediction. So in the future, if children begin, you know, or if the world and societies begin to send children, that's exactly what you just said. You know, you got the conclusion. You got the thesis. All we need are those ideas. I'm feeling real good, Ruben.